Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Playing this morning is Emily from Auburn. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
You're a teacher at where?
At El Dorado Montessori School.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun.
I went to a Montessori school.
You
really?
Did.
Because it I sounds did. Like you don't know how to say the word Montessori.
Well, it's been a couple of years.
Okay.
What did you do there?
Seemed like a lot of playing with toys, and a little boy bit my ear once. Is that part of the curriculum?
No.
Interesting.
We frown upon that.
Oh, you do?
Definitely.
Man,
yeah.
I lived my whole life thinking there was some sort of lesson I missed in that.
No. We definitely frown upon that. Yeah, it's more self-directed. So
all right.
Self-directed biting.
It's self-directed biting.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we're going to try something new this morning. We're going to have Emily kick Katie out of the studio. So, Emily, go ahead and say, Katie, please leave the studio.
Katie, would you please leave the studio?
Nothing would make me happier.
All right, Emily, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win $100 today. Katie is going for her 184th win. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, here we go. Question one. Will Smith is partnering with HarperCollins Children's Books for a three-book deal that launches with Fresh Princess, a book that'll follow Destiny as she moves into a brand new neighborhood, similar to how Will Smith's character moved to Bel-Air in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. On the show, what was the name of Will Smith's character's aunt?
Oh, goodness.
3 seconds. Three. Two.
Brittany.
Question two. Former United States President Abraham Lincoln was the first president to be born outside of the 13 original colonies. Which state was Abraham Lincoln born in? Virginia, Indiana, or Kentucky?
Kentucky.
Question three. The hologram tour featuring the music and likeness of Amy Winehouse has been canceled. Over what the producers are calling challenges and sensitivities. No word if the tour will actually happen. Amy Winehouse died in England in 2011 of alcohol poisoning. How old was she?
28.
Question four. Justin Timberlake's Man of the Woods tour came through Sacramento at the Golden One Center last night. Justin's middle name is what? James, Knox, or Randall?
Knox.
And question five. Last night, Lady Gaga and her team won an Oscar for Best Original Song for Shallow from A Star is Born. Miss Gaga was seen on the red carpet wearing a $30 million necklace last seen on Audrey Hepburn 57 years ago. Let's say there's only 9 of these necklaces in the world. What would the total value of all of these necklaces be?
$270,000.
Okay. Katie! There she is.
Here I am.
There she is.
All right, Katie. You ready to play?
I am.
You're going for your 184th win today. Question one. Will Smith is partnering with HarperCollins Children's Books for a three-book deal that launches with Fresh Princess, a book that'll follow Destiny as she moves into a brand new neighborhood, similar to how Will Smith's character moved to Bel-Air in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. On the show, what was the name of Will Smith's character's aunt?
Aunt Vivian.
Correct. Question two. Former United States President Abraham Lincoln was the first president to be born outside of the 13 original colonies. Which state was Abraham Lincoln born in? Virginia, Indiana, or Kentucky?
3 seconds. Three.
Indiana.
Two. One.
Kentucky.
Kentucky. Was Kentucky.
Listen to my gut.
He did have a house in Indiana at some point during his life.
Oh, great.
But who didn't?
Right. That's where we holiday.
Question three. A hologram tour featuring the music and likeness of Amy Winehouse has been canceled over what producers are calling challenges and
sensitivities.
Challenges and sensitivities. The sentence threw me off. No word on if the tour will ever actually happen. Amy Winehouse died in England in 2011 of alcohol poisoning. How old was she?
27.
Correct.
Curse of the 27.
Question four. Justin Timberlake's Man of the Woods tour came through Sacramento at the Golden One Center last night. Justin's middle name is what? James, Knox, or Randall?
Knox.
Randall.
Really?
Yeah.
J.R. Timberlake is what they call him.
Ah!
Question five. Last night, Lady Gaga and her team won an Oscar for Best Original Song for Shallow from A Star is Born. Miss Gaga was seen on the red carpet wearing a $30 million necklace, last seen on Audrey Hepburn 57 years ago. Let's say there's only 9 of these necklaces in the world. What would the total value of the necklaces be?
What? It's a $30 million necklace. There's 9 of them.
Mm-hmm.
What is the value of each one?
Nope. That's not what he asked.
What would the total value of all of the necklaces be?
Oh, okay.
3 seconds.
$39
million.
Oh. No. Dang it. I see where I went wrong.
Well, it's that you still had a better answer than she did.
Which is?
She said $270,000.
Oh, that doesn't sound right.
Correct answer is $270 million.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Oof. Seems dangerous.
That was like the yellow looking one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife was like, man, I would be terrified wearing that
thing.
Well,
I think you have lots of security.
All right. Today's final score. Emily 1, Katie 2.
Oh, man.
Katie squeaks out a victory.
Oh, boy.
All right. We'll add $20 to the jackpot. Her record stands at 184 wins and 35 losses. Emily, I am sorry, but go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
It's all good. I am not smarter than Katie.
It is all good.
All good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.